Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show, hour number two of today, 10 to noon, every weekday, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Please reach out to me with your thoughts. Yesterday, somebody got on to me for talking about the coronavirus for a lot yesterday. I want to know your fears, your concerns, and your advice at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And of course, always at 884-9910. And remember, when you have that number, just keep that number with you, 884-9910. 884-9910, because you can text me at that as well. You can text me at any time with that, day or night. Actually, you can email me day or night, too. I'm usually up at 1 or 2 in the morning answering emails. But seriously, this is a form of the flu. We have science and technology that cannot be beat here in this country. You heard the venue of Bernie and Joe's event being moved, and you know, a moderator was in the room nearby. Somebody that may have been affected? Now there's concerns about the president because he may have been in a room with somebody that had it? Did we know that this was going to be coming? And again, what are politicians doing that's really helping, except looking for more of your money? Remember, as Marcella was talking, as she was talking about, you know, talking with that congresswoman and her mission, that's not the first time that I have heard people say, "We'll be speaking, you don't speak." If you're talking to any elected representative or in the room with elected representatives, those people work for you. Which, by the way, this is very important. Received the email from Jared this morning. There it is. Some conservative who lives in the north central part of the county from Verdi over to TMCC needs to step forward and run for school board against far left Angie Taylor. Filing deadline is tomorrow. We have bigger concerns right now that we need to be addressing here in Northern Nevada. And that is who is going to be running for office, who is going to be representing you, who is going to be your voice for what is going on in this very crazy time. The crazies are in charge. And you need to get your voice back. So, Tyler, thank you for that email. Getting the word out. I've seen people come forward. Jeff Church running for the school board. I love it. Paul White is running for the school board. We need to get our education system back. And Angie Taylor has been on the board for a long, long, long time. And yes, she is very liberal. So please, if you know anybody in the north central part of the county, Verdi to TMCC, we've got to support somebody to run against Angie Taylor. I'm sorry, Dr. Angie Taylor. So many doctors. What are we paying for? Are we paying for their education? When you look at the administration, Dr. Kristen McNeil, also, by the way, in the running, in the short list now for the superintendent's job, you know, that deputy superintendent who worked under Tracy Davis, who pretty much helped Tracy Davis along. So what are we really getting? Same old, same old? Pay attention to who is on the short list for superintendent. Get your concerns in. Jeff, you're calling my cell phone? Call me on air, 884-9910. I love giving my cell phone out to people. Again, Jeff, if you're listening or if you were just calling to send me a message, 884-9910. The coronavirus has a lot of people messed up right now. And again, this is just my opinion. I want to know yours. But I wholeheartedly believe that the coronavirus is meant to do that. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What's up with your thoughts? What's up with you? I'm doing great. What's up with your thoughts on the coronavirus?
Well, I can understand because my dad, he's got some health stuff right now, and I was sick last week, and I didn't want to be near him because his immune system is compromised. So I can understand why they're trying to follow the China model of closing the air to contain the virus, because they don't, because a lot of people like me like the flu, but the most time, like for old people, people that have compromised health, immune system in some way, shape, or form, it can die easy. So I think we're trying to follow the China model. Let's contain it, and that way we can get it down to a reasonable level. And I think.
Well,
I've been hearing
Ryan, wait a second. Let's talk about this. It is at a level. It's not even at a level that we have to contain it to a workable level. It's not even close to level of what we deal with the flu. And it's just common.
I agree with you, Monica.
It's just common sense that if you're sick, stay home.
Stay home.
If you're elderly, stay home.
If you have a compromised,
yeah. I see.
My dad couldn't stay because he had to go to the doctor to do his treatment. But the last week when I was not feeling good, I stayed away because I was not feeling good. I've been washing my hands. To me, the old days when my mom, my mom is still alive and my dad is alive. Now they say, as long as you're not having a runny nose or coughing, then you go, you go to school, you go to work. So I understand this is thing about the flu, but I can also understand why they're trying to do is that the vocal minority is so unsnaps, the best way that's just close, do what we can to keep it. Also, President Trump, the most important thing is that the election year, and one of the reasons, just like President Bush Sr. in 1990, one of the things happened to the economy, so President Trump's trying to get in front of us as best he can, because the Democrats can use this as one of their tactics because you let the economy fall on your watch, just like,
Right. And that's what concerns me, Ryan, is, the Democrats were against the payroll tax cut You know, that would go to the people who it's actually directly affecting, the people who we want to stay home who are sick. Yeah. And of course, you know, who's probably going to get all this $1 billion in stimulus? It's going to be the big companies that, hey,
yeah,
they've already got money to the NBA. Trust me, I am not worried about the NBA canceling out games. But Ryan, I got to move on. I got a number of phone calls, but thank you for your wise advice there. And just, you know, stay home. The Honor flights have been postponed and canceled. And they'll just, you know, they'll move until this crisis is over. Let's go to the phone lines. Thank you to Jeff Church for hearing me. Hi, Jeff. What area are you actually running for school board?
I'm running for Washoe County School Board South Reno, all the way from Incline Village over to almost Story County, so South Reno. Angie Taylor. I'm sorry.
Who has your seat right now?
That's Scott Kelly, the incumbent, part of the problem, okay. And he is running for re-election, so anybody but Scott.
Okay, because that's what I always have to tell people is, who is the incumbent? Who are you running against? Because trust me, Jeff, people do not know their districts. But yes, do you have any ideas about somebody in that area who can run against Angie Taylor that we can encourage to get in there?
No, I wish I did. It's not that hard to run. Anybody can do it. I'm doing it. I'm not a politician. And it includes healthcare. So, I mean, hopefully you do it because it's the right thing to do. But if you don't have healthcare, it does include that as part of the benefit package for the trustees. So one more day to file.
Only one more day to file. So if you know a retired teacher or conservative who knows how to run big businesses in that Verdi area, do you know a little bit more about the area, Jeff? What are we talking about for Angie Taylor's district?
Basically Somerset, UNR, all the way to the Sparks city limits. Not North Valleys, so not Stead or North Valleys, but all of Central Reno north of the river.
Okay, north of the river. So, wow, all those people in Somerset, there's got to be somebody that can take on Angie Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
she's
need.
Part of the problem. She supported Tracy Davis over and over, and now Tracy Davis has been fired and is suing us. So we've got to have a change.
We really do. But thank you for stepping up and running. Appreciate it so much. Where can people find out?
WatchdogJeff.com.
WatchdogJeff.com. Thank you so much, Jeff. Appreciate your time. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back on the Monica Jay Show. Gino, stay on the line. I know you want to talk about the coronavirus. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910 is the number to call. And, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. I'm not going to go on about how things have failed, you know, like how we kind of botched the coronavirus testing. But a lot of positive things have happened. You know, we're deploying more troops to the southern border, which we should be protecting and not letting people just come into the country illegally because now they want health care just in case they get sick. But, you know, there are other things which I'll mention here in just a moment. But Gino's been waiting way too long to voice his concerns about the coronavirus. So, Gino, thanks for calling. What's on your mind with the coronavirus?
Well, good morning, Monica. I hope that you are right, that it is not something to be concerned about for a number of reasons. First, I saw the picture of the Brazilian aide standing with Trump and Pence. And if those two got sick and we lost them, truly frightful. We would have President Pelosi.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Gino. Gino, after that, I should make it so you can't call in anymore. That's
well, I'm
horrible,
just saying,
horrible
that's the order
thought.
Of secession. That is the order of secession. And that is a scary thought, because well, we're talking about Democrats in Congress botching it up. Can you imagine if they had, you know, the White House and the power of the media behind them?
Yeah.
It would be frightening. But having said that, trying to be a little light, although it's not a pleasant thought, I do think this is more serious than a lot of people are letting on. I think we're 2 to 3 weeks behind the curve here in Nevada. And you look at what China did. Historians often say China plays the long game. And they shut down their entire community, entire economy, to everything for over 2 months, almost 3 months, because they knew what they had. And they shut it down and they got out in front of it, a huge peak. They built all those instant hospitals. Now they're slowly beginning to decommission them. We've got to, as they are saying, the latest buzzword, flatten the curve, which means I've been reading a book called The Great Influenza about the 1918 Spanish flu, and it's striking. The communities around the country, of course, people couldn't travel as easily back then. The communities around the country that like shut down schools and canceled big parades and events, those communities did much better in terms of not having fatalities and not having the wildfire spread. Look, if we were to shut down the schools here in northern Nevada, just in an overabundance of caution, the other buzzword, what have we lost? We have lost, some parents can be inconvenienced, but we have lost, you know, 2-3 months of kids not being indoctrinated and watching what's happening. Think about the life lessons that family can share with children about being prepared and not relying on the government. Because if this does fall apart, I read today that all the hospitals in Reno, Renown, and St. Mary's, they're putting together their drive-through, you know, clinics, getting everything ready so soon as they have the tests, and that's wonderful. But if this spikes like they're afraid of, they're freaking out in New York because of New Rochelle, and they got the guard out there, they know what's coming. And the reason they know is because China, with their 2030 plan to be the number one in the world, they shut down their economy for 2-3 months. And if we've already lost a quarter of ours as of today, as far as the stock market's concerned. If we don't do this, you know, you look at what's going on in Italy and in Europe, the numbers are through the roof. When Ireland cancels St. Patrick's Day, come on. When the Pope says no more church in the Vatican, you know that this is not just media overhype. This is people who have seen something get out of control. And I would just really caution parents and everybody, you are in charge of your family, and you need to make decisions that you feel comfortable with. And if you feel like, it's nothing, that's your decision. But those who feel that this is something, can we trust the government? I am never going to really believe that we can trust all our government leaders, even those who I agree with a lot. I think sometimes the gatekeepers of opinion get to them, and it's more about minimizing any kind of panic. Yeah, I what you're saying about the toilet paper and everything, I get it and understand. But I really do not think there's too many people around the world who do not have any political agenda against this country or the right wing or anybody I just think that it's gotten out of hand. And I don't think that we can think that, well, we're America, we're just going to be better prepared. I think everybody needs to seriously think on this and reflect. What can do?
Gino, I think it actually goes a step further than that, because I think we are also such a litigious society. I think a lot of these big companies, especially the entertainment venues with the concerts and the NBA,
I think
they don't want to come back and get sued.
You're absolutely right. You know, absolutely right.
If somebody goes to a game and they say they catch it from, you know, so-and-so's employee or whatever, then because that's what people do. That's that people sue if something happens to them.
But you are right. That is what people do. I also think that a lot of people are concerned just about finances, and those who have ability to make moves for the liquidity to protect their finances, they've already done so. That's why you got all these sell-offs. But I do think we need to stop being, that's reactive. That's reactive because they look down the road and say 2020 is going to be a loss. That's reactive. And they don't care about the people. They're just caring about their own finances. But I do think that we as a community need to be proactive rather than reactive, because once it spikes, and I think it's going to, it's going to be a panic. The reason it's getting even worse now is because New York City and Washington, D.C. are finding some of their movers and shakers are testing positive for this. And now it's starting to hit those who have the biggest microphones. And that's why I think your friend from Fox Radio was kind of like, you know, he's like, Monica, I can only tell you what I'm seeing. He is dealing with people who he trusts, who he knows to be rational and calm, who are now in a panic. Because the time to act, the time to prepare is done. It's gone there. We still have a week or two, and I would encourage our school officials to stop and think. Kids will not be hurt by a little longer spring break. Kick it up for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and let's see where we are in a month. That's just my view. I'm just concerned about a lot of things. Thank you for what you do. I do like the fact that we tell Northern Nevada to be proactive, and I think that's what we have to do right now.
Thanks, Gino. And I love the fact that, you know, the kids just aren't being indoctrinated for a couple of weeks and they can just really do a deep cleaning. Because really, when you think about how schools are cleaned, cleaning people get tired. You know, they're not in there scrubbing everything down constantly. You know, wipe down this desk, wipe down that. Okay, wipe down under the desk, wipe the legs, wipe, you know. Trust me, kids are touching every part of a desk, not just the top of it. And they're touching their faces and all that good stuff. So we'll be back with more of your thoughts, more of your concerns, and just more things that are going on here in Northern Nevada as well. And some interesting thoughts that might make you think about other things as well. It's the Monica Jay Show. Here's Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You want to talk today? 884-9910. Don't stop what you're doing right now unless you feel that it is really necessary. Because right now it is too important to know who candidates are, who's running for office. 2020 is a very important big year in the election cycle. And we cannot let the Democrats do any more damage to this state than they already have. And they will if they hold control of the House. If they hold control of Carson City, I see why people say that they're trying to pick out another state they can move to. And I hate that. But things just importantly here at home. So just as a reminder, tonight, it has not been canceled. Usually about 50 people show up. Sometimes a little smaller, sometimes a little more. But it is the Nevada Patriots get together, meet and greet. It's tonight, 6 o'clock at the Sparks Public Library off of Pyramid Highway. Okay. Some good speakers. Ed Lawson. You can ask Ed Lawson, what's going on with the homeless situation? You sit on the CHAB, the Community Homeless Advisory Board. Take a thing of Lysol with you. Stick it in your bag. Spray your seat down. It, you know, do whatever you have to do to make yourself feel comfortable in a world full of germs. Because one of the other speakers that is going to be there is John Eppolito. And he is running for the Washoe County School Board District G. So please, talk to these people. And by the way, I want you to think about this. This was being talked about yesterday. And you would think with the homeless and the vagrancy problem that we have in this country where, you know, typhus has come back into play, you'd think that the coronavirus would be a huge concern because of the large groups of people that are living in these horrid, disgusting conditions. But we have not heard of any homeless or vagrants being sick or dying from the coronavirus anywhere in the U.S. Now, stop and think about that. A lot of the homeless out there are the vagrants are on the older end of the spectrum. Except when you get that millennium that just, you know, doesn't want to do anything. So by living on the streets, by being basically, you know, faced with every disease out there, every bacteria, every germ, have they built up some special immunity by being on the streets? No wonder. I wonder. Is this a political tactic or is it a serious pandemic? Live your life the way that you are going to live it and keep an eye on the politicians. Keep an eye, watch the national news, listen, pay attention, listen to all of our shows because you know Sebastian Gorka is going to be talking about it. You know Larry Elder is going to be talking about it and all the others. Because the House and the Senate are going to be drawing up bills. And you know how they like to tack things on to bills that don't have anything to do with the problems at hand? Come on. You know they're going to be doing that. They're trying to take powers away from Trump as we speak. Trump may have saved this country because he put an immediate ban on travel. And the Democrats called him racist. The Democrats also, in turn, are trying to take away that power from the president to be able to ban travel. We've seen it go through the courts numerous times, and the courts keep coming back and saying, no, he has the right to do that. So the House is trying to change that right. Where would we be today if it wasn't for Trump's quick thinking? And where would we be today if the Democrats had tied his hands? Yet the Democrats blame him for everything. Are you seeing a pattern? And do we have prophecies out there? Stephanie, thank you so much for your email. I'm gonna order this book and read it. Dean Koontz wrote, I love Dean Koontz anyway, The Eyes of Darkness back in 1981, and he references a virus that comes out of Wuhan, China around 2020. Attacks, vanishes, and reappears 10 years later. Wow! What do you have to say about that? Anybody seen The Stand? just different things so you can entertain yourself if you're just going to wrap yourself up in antibacterials and stay at home. Lee's on the line at 884-9910. Let me get my gushing out firsthand. I love you, sir. I pray for you every day, and I'm so glad that you are feeling better after a second trip. After a second trip to the hospital.
Yep, a new stent put in, but I found out something scary. Monica, I was close to getting booted off this world. I had an artery that was leaking.
Oh.
And if I had let it go and not paid attention to my body, I would have been dead today.
We're glad you and your medical professionals were paying attention. But now we have to make sure that someone of your relatively young age doesn't get the coronavirus.
Yeah. Do I sound worried? Let me tell you what's happening. Tonight, as you know, there's our AMAC meeting. The senior center has not canceled any events. They meet there for lunch every day, and we're meeting tonight. You know, I was listening to the president last night. I think he wanted to burst out laughing a couple of times when he talked about the media and where we need to control ourselves in our emotions. And it almost made me...
I have the opposite. I think he was really PO'd that he was having to say the things that he was having to say, because I think that it's, you know, he feels as well that it's getting overblown.
Yeah, and part, like I said, part of me, I'm angry, and I'm also dissatisfied with everybody in Washington and the reaction to it, mostly the Democrats, and I'll be straight up about that. I am so disgusted with them that if somebody asked for anything from a Democrat, from me for a Democrat, I would not be a nice person, I don't think. And our country, Monica, is getting to that point, I believe. But they control the media. And everything that is done in Washington by Trump is a done deal and an ugly deal. And it's got to stop. And we can't panic, Monica. We cannot panic anymore. And we just got to understand that. And it's, I don't know what we can do to overcome it, my friends.
Well, and what we can do to overcome it is pay attention to what our elected representatives are doing. Pay attention to the bills that are going through the House and the Senate right now, because they are trying to just abscond with money, billions and billions of dollars.
Pork barrel.
Yeah, exactly. Other things couldn't be pulled off, so they're doing it this way. You know, it's very frustrating.
Even though they know this money is being spent on everything under the sun, we do not take action ourselves as individuals to get out there and stop it. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And that tonight we're talking to the Census Bureau individual, and that's one of the questions we're going to ask. What is the necessity if the money is not going where it's supposed to, and we're taking all these stupid polls that non-citizens, and they're being allowed to count as citizens, I guess. That's spending money that we don't have, and I don't know, Monica. It just gets frustrating because we don't do anything to stop it. We keep electing the same dumbass officials every day.
Now, you can't use words like that, Lee. So I'm gonna have to cut you. But hey, real quick, because I got to let you go. What time and where tonight? AMAC.
I apologize.
Census Bureau.
Senior Center at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30, and if any of my workers are out there, can they come early to help me set up, please? Because I can't lift anything over 10 pounds with this operation just a week ago. So if somebody couple of people can show up and help me put chairs out and a table up. And we're also going to have a couple of people from the recall people, and then the lady Kimberly is going to be there for the Census Bureau. And I apologize. I just get so frustrated sometimes.
That's all right. Hey, that was a lot. That wasn't as bad as what Biden told that worker the other day that he was. So I'll let you slide this time. So Lee Elliott with AMAC, thank you so much for calling in today. I appreciate your time. So we've got AMAC tonight. We've got Constitutional Studies at Shields tonight. We've got the Nevada Patriots meeting tonight with Ed Lawson and John Eppolito. They're going to be in Sparks at the Sparks Library. You still have to participate, and you have to figure out for yourself where you're going to go with this thing that's going on. I'm trying not to instill any more panic in you. Hopefully, I've calmed some fears. Hopefully, you've purchased your tickets to the Churchill County Republican Lincoln Day dinner Saturday night. I'll be the featured speaker out there. And I won't be talking about the coronavirus. So that might actually make you happy. CC Republican CC at gmail.org. $60 a ticket. It's at the convention center. They will have a few tickets available at the door, but space is limited. So if you want to come out and join us, please. There are a lot of fundraisers going on right now. The Elephant Stomp for the Northern Nevada Republican Women's PAC. That's coming up at the end of the month. There's a Mount Rose Republican Women's Dinner on Monday night. Don't miss out on great speakers and know about what's going on because of fear. That's all I can say. Well, actually, no, there's more, but I got to take a quick break. So we'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Well, I can take one call before we wrap up if there's something that you want to mention. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can go there and answer today's poll question if you'd like as well. I want to stress things that are still going on. Everybody's talking about the cancellations. Well, you know what? There's still things going on. Like tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the big Reno show. It's their spring show. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Sunday, though, they close at 3. They do close it early for shutdown. They're getting it all set up right now. A lot of other, you know, craft fairs and things like that. You know how you be safe? Just take one of those little containers of hand sanitizer with you. If you pick something up, use your hand sanitizer and don't touch your face. If someone sneezes around you, for goodness sake, don't freak out. Sneezing is not a sign of the coronavirus. Now, if somebody is hacking up a lung next to you, then you might want to, you know, move to the other side of the room. But live your life and be safe. And there is something positive that is coming out of all this. We are seeing the reaction. We are seeing how people react. We're seeing how the government reacts. We're seeing how the market reacts. That should be just as concerning to you as the virus. Just as concerning. Engage on social media, but don't believe everything you see and don't believe everything you read. Something that we are still continuing to do in face of all of this drama, we've got a governor to recall. If you're in Douglas County, they're over at the Douglas County Judicial Building right now. And there's a big rally going on in Carson City this weekend. This is important. You need, and what's even more important actually than just signing this petition, is the fact that there are your elected representatives out there that are telling people not to sign it, that it's not going to work. That should infuriate you. Your elected representatives refusing to sign this. How dare you silence somebody else's voice for your concerns and working with the Democrats, your convenience. Mills Park, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get it signed.